Shalom Boker Tov. We are, let's go to page Samech Hei and Nun, or Mem Tet, and finish this chapter Bezrat Hashem, Mem Tet, and I'm going to read it quickly and translate it quickly because it's Samech Hei, 65. We are here. Ve'en la'akshot akan. Don't get stuck. Hare bebichinat gimel yesh he'arat chokhma. That in bichinat gimel, which is the third phase, there is he'ara shela chokhma. That means there is only a spark of chokhma. Can you call them all, as we discussed before? Al ken nikra bechinat dalet bechinat efshar. So therefore, because there is only he'ara shel chokhma in bechinat gimel, in Zerampin, so there is the possibility of desire and recognizing the lack of or chokhma. And the Rav wants to emphasize here that there is a difference, a huge difference between what a he'ara of chokhma is and what or chokhma is.
So
we are reading it. One is a spark, and now as far as the quality is concerned, a drop of, if I go to the sea and take a drop of it, a drop. Is this the water of the sea? For sure it is. I took the drop from it. But is it the sea?
No.
It's not. What is missing? It's a chokhmah. But it's not or chokhmah. It's a hara chokhmah. It's a drop. But it's not the sea. But it is the sea. Whatever is in the sea, labriot, whatever is in the sea is there. Now, slowly we understand the difference between what the chokhmah is really and what's hara chokhmah. When you get an idea, did you get the whole wisdom of this idea?
No.
Or you got just an idea, an aspect?
Yeah.
By the time you sit down and really bring the totality of the whole idea, it's when you are in the phase four. If there is continuous drop, if there is a continuous, there is a ha'ara, that means there is a one ha'ara. But how are you going to make it going to be two ha'ara?
So it can be compared to the kav relative to the
oil. If the kav is open and there is a tzinor, is not rusted and there is no hole in the between and there is in a good shape, and not too many cholesterol inside, the flow of ha'ara, possible, that can't, possible. I haven't learned how is it possible. This ha'ara spark is going to keep on coming, drop by drop, but it's going to keep on coming. You're right. But still it's not or chokhmah.
So there are two aspects to this. The first aspect, that what we're getting is chokhmah, is only like very
it's ha'ara of chokhmah.
What we're getting is very little.
Now, again, you say little. It's not a matter of little. Comparing it to what? That you say is little. It's not a matter of little. It's a matter of he'ara.
Okay.
It's a spark. And we want to get used to this idea of a spark, to understand what it is, this spark, and to understand what is Or Chochmah. When am I really connected to Or Chochmah? Can I get connected to Or Chochmah? Because what it says that the Zerampin is Bechinat Gimel is all Chasadim. Why? Because there was a Hitgabrut of Bina, and he gave only all Chasadim, and then she returned and she injected the Ha'ara into this. For purpose of who? That this Ha'ara into this Chasadim to come to Malchut, to give He'ara. Why to give He'ara to Malchut? To sustain. Because you need something to sustain yourself. If you don't get a He'ara, If you don't get, come on, can you resist everything in this world? Can you resist not to breathe? And at the same time, bravo, that you, all the time, what do you have? Hishtokekut. At all time, you are in a state of hishtokekut. But there are times that you say, it's okay. But if it's not there, it's okay as well, too. This is not a complete hishtokekut. That's not a ratzon lekabel. So this is what Rav really explains here. And so let's read it quickly, not that we understood the idea. The whole section is to explain this idea. Omnam tavin ma'od, and however you should understand very well, ki yesh hefresh gadol, yes, there is a big difference, bein ha'ara ha'chokhma, a spark of chokhma, lebein or ha'chokhma. Ki ha'arat ha'chokhma, mashma'uta she'atzmut ha'madrega hi or de chasadim. We understand that where do we find He'ara of Chochma? I cannot find a He'ara of Chochma just like that. It comes within embodiment of Or Chasadim. That means I gotta take a cup of Or Chasadim in order to get a spark of Chochma in it. All the food that you eat, is it really, all of it is become sustenance to you? No. Not really. See? By the time you break it down, you have very few things.
There's a function for it, because hara means to wake somebody up.
Yeah, that's why. Be beautiful. Very well said. Why? That's the secret of Torah. Zerampin is Torah. Torah is there to bring you this Hara. You said it very beautiful, because Zerampin is Torah. And Torah comes from Hora'ah. What is a Hora'ah? Same thing. It's a Hara. It's only a spark. And the only way I can get this Chokhmah is not just connect to the electricity called Chokhmah. No, I can get it only through a channel called Torah. That I can get Hara of Chokhma, drop by drop, as much as it's necessary to do the job. Why? Bina did hit Gabrut, that means Bichna Bet did hit Gabrut. The hit Gabrut is not to allow this Or Chokhma to flow. What was the Or Chokhma? Ratzon Lekabel, to put on the Ratzon Lekabel on the show, because Keter, Malchut of Keter, wants to Lashpia. And Chokhmah says, hey, this is it. It was forced on me. That's what it is. Ratzon lekabel. Hakol bechokhmah sita. That means the totality is aspect of Chokhmah. And what it is? To be a vessel of receiving from Malchut of Keter, which is a Ratzon lehashpia. This only comes into revelation at Bechina Dalet, which is Hishtokekut. That means Efshar, there is a possibility for you to pull it in. There is a possibility for you not to pull it in. It's Efshar. And at the same time, there is a Ishtokekut, because the Ha'ara is there, and all the time, what you're missing? You want the whole thing. What's the whole thing? You're taking a spark by spark, you want the whole thing. Whatever it is, you want the whole life. Whatever it is you want to grab. A baby comes to this world, what is doing? Grabbing. Put your finger in the finger of the baby, suddenly he grabs it. That's Ishtokekut. Ela shemekabelet he'ara mi'or ha'chokhmah, ma she'al ken ketuv or ha'chokhmah, hare kol atzmuto shel ha'or, kulo chokhmah. There is Chokhmah. When we say Or Chokhmah, totality of it is Chokhmah. But when we say He'ara of Chokhmah, that means a spark of Chokhmah within Or Chasadim. They give you one pill, a glass of water. You cannot take this pill without a glass of water.
of rising above elements.
Yeah, the key holder.
It's the key for mind over matter, right there.
Okay.
Because Chesed is giving it to you just so you can exist.
So you can?
Just exist. On, you know, it's loving you.
Right.
But the spark of Chokmah is trying to get you to do more than that.
To expand yourself. To bring the whole Or Chokmah. You are all the time, you are looking to bring the whole thing.
Right.
The whole thing. You're not happy with just a portion. Give me the whole thing. And the whole is what? Or Chokmah. Really, in reality, asking all the time for Or Chokmah. ולא כלל חסדים, לא כלל חסדים, והנה לבחינת חיותה של המדרגה, מספיקה גם כן הערת החוכמה, מבחינת החיות, for this entity to exist, to continue to exist, it's sufficient with the הערה of חוכמה, just a spark, a drop. כמו שיש בבחינת גימל, as it is in the בחינת גימל, which is the זרמפין, is the phase tree. ועל כן המלכות the זרמפין, and therefore מלכות of זרמפין, which is the last hey, שהתגברה ברצונה להמשיך אור החוכמה, because מלכות is the last phase. And the last phase, the hey, is like the first hey. It's the second itgabrut. And we know that the last phase, there is a tzimtzum, aspect of tzimtzum. We know that there is a concept in the tzimtzum called masach. One who learns the secret of this masach knows how to refurbish this masach in case there is a hole in it or has made his life done. All is this masach. All the control. The whole thing is this masach. In our life, what is this masach? The rakia. Uchaya echad umedet be'emtza rakia. Why it says be'emtza? It's the malchut of this rakia, this masach, is in hand of Bnei Israel. It's a masach. Is this masach that keeps malchut going, protects this masach, it's everything, is this masach. You break this masach, is you broke the filament, you're done. It's ketz, puff. You want to create immortality, you will learn how to refurbish this masach, to keep this masach intact and make it work perfectly. It's the whole world, this masach. And here it says, להמשיך אור חוכמה לא היית מוכרחה לזה, אלא שהיית בחינת השתוקקות באחרי עצמות אור החוכמה. There's a השתוקקות for the whole thing. Not a spark. Yes, I get the spark. We take kind of a granted to be alive every day. Of course. Tomorrow, I'll see you. We'll have lunch next week. And next month we're going to go skiing. Oh, based on what I am saying all these things? Other than I am taking granted that this spark that is my chayut is keep on coming. So I'm not worried about the spark. What am I worried? By tomorrow I'm going to get the whole thing. I'm going to make it. I'm going to hit the jackpot. One of those days I'm auto. One of those days I'm going to make it. What it means make it? I'm going to get the Or Chokmah. You follow how he puts the Ishtukakud inside us? What kind of an instrument he has created? And here he says, ועצמות אור החוכמה נעלה הרבה על הבחינת הערת החוכמה שבבחינת ג'. This אור חוכמה, which is in the בחינת א', which is in the חוכמה, אור חוכמה, complete אור חוכמה, by מעלות, many degrees higher. It's like an octan. something that you go with a higher octane. It's a higher octane. It's with a more, very simple. Who is wiser? The more who is the more wise is more chokhmah. More of chokhmah. Because you, what's wise is to bring this chokhmah in. It's a koach ma'a, yes, it's a rason lekabel. If you're not really have a desire to achieve anything, you don't look for a wisdom. You are sufficient for you to get a little bit of money, as long as things takes care of, you can, the basic things, that's fine. You are happy with one hara. But God did not make Israel like this. Israel is not kind of, Goyim, the Muslim especially, give him a little piece of bread, a little bit cheese, a little bit vegetables, that's it, he's happy. And a tea, he's happy, happy, that's it, finish. But a Jew is not. He says, Shulchan Aruch, what's the matter with you? This Shabbat. Everything. I want everything. Okay, how much? How much is enough? No such a thing, how much is enough. No matter how much, still it's not enough. I want more. Ki klapei or ha-chokhma ha-amur nifchene shehi reikanit me-ha-or hazeh. The ha-ara is just like it's nothing. Now, b'chinat dalet bilvad nechshevet lekli ha-kabbalah mishum shehi b'chinat efshar ve-kam ha-kvin. Boker tov l'chvad ha-rab. So, it's because there is a possibility of both yes or no. That means there is Bechira Chofshi. I can take it or not take it. That's number one. Number two is there is Ishtokakut. There is desire. There is knowing that this tastes good and I want it. Knowing. How do I know? Because I get in a spark of it. I know what's a good life. Every one of us, we know what's a good life. What are we getting up? Why we are moving? Why we are fighting? Why we are getting angry? It's because I know this chokhmah, how good it is. If this life, you can live it, you have a lot of pleasure in it. It's a tremendous amount of pleasure. Who's going to give up on so much pleasure?
The
Igulim, yes. You are correct that before the Tzimtzum, they remembered what Or Chochmah is. Even after the Tzimtzum, the Or Chochmah came to Bichnad Aleph. As Or Chochmah, it's Derech Kav, yes, Derech Kav, but Or Chochmah. Derech Kav, Or Chochmah. But here, Derech Kav, when it gets to Bichnad Gimel, is not anymore Or Chochmah, it's Or Chasadim, with an injection of a ha'ara of chokhmah.
But why does it need to go through that route? I mean, you don't need to wrap it in, or gift wrap it in, or chasadim. If the memory is there, the memory...
For only the igulim. Not for the zayin tachtonim. The Zayin Tachtonim, they receive only Hara. They don't have. The Igulim do receive, do understand what Chokhmah is.
What about the Rosh of Bechinat Gimel?
But we said that the Bechinat, we came up to understanding that the Gimel Rishonim are in the aspect of Bitul. That means they do not have the aspect of Ratzon at all within them. The ratzon, there is no gilui of ratzon in it. There is, so it is ineffective. The masach is only on a bichinah dalet. That means that gives you the possibility of or chozer. Igul doesn't have an or chozer to capture things. It's only boom, spark. You get an idea and it's gone. But the aspect of zayin tachtonim is the aspect that has an or chozer and can hold on to. But what he's going to hold on to? A hara. Look, naturally I have to blink. If I don't blink, my eyes is no good. I have natural automatic masachim. That's the Zayin Tachtonim. It's all aspect of Zayin Tachtonim. The Rav already explained. First of all, don't go back to Ein Sof. You don't have no idea of understanding how did it go in Ein Sof. We already passed that stage. That's number one. Number two, Rav went even further before. Said, Gimel Rishonim, you don't have no idea about Gimel Rishonim because they are Igulim. That is true that Kavs goes through the Igulim, but the Masach is not used in any of the Igulim. The Masach is used only in the Bichina Dalet. And the Bichina Dalet, only Zayin Tachtonim is the aspect of the Shevira in our world. The Gimel Rishonim is the only aspect of Bitul. And we are talking this world. Only I can understand in the seven world. I don't have no idea in the world of wisdom what's going on. Where am I? Far from it. Maybe I am a drop, I wish, a drop in the sea. You know how much knowledge there is? No idea. I don't think even if you take all the books of this Sifriya and have a knowledge of all the books here, you have any idea of what's going on in the whole picture. You're nothing. It is. Why does it wrapped into chesed? I cannot handle it. Now, what that aspect of chesed is really giving you...
But chokhmah is fire.
Chokhmah is there too. Yes, that's all that's true.
It's fire. So that's why it has to be wrapped with chesed.
Now, what this chesed means, it's really time. What's this chesed? It's time. It's time.
An element of water.
It's giving you space. That's what we said Tuesday, is that life is, what is life? It's time and space. That's it. At all time that you exist, that means you have a nefesh, you're occupying a space, and you're taking time. And these two are given to you. And we explain something. There is a difference being an owner and being a boss. You are an owner of your mind. You are owner of your body for as long as you live. But you are not the boss. You are the boss of your mind? Are you the boss of your mind?
That's the step.
Can you control your thoughts and tell your thoughts to stop? Can you tell your eyes, look, I don't want you to diminish and I want you to see always 20/20? You can't. There's somebody else is ruling you. So you are not the boss.
The point, the key is the spark of Chokhmah.
Right.
If you hold on to that and expand upon it, yes, you can help your eyes.
No,
yes,
now you went to the world of expansion.
Yes, you can control your mind.
Okay. Yeah, essentially that's correct. If you can do it.
Can you say also that this we learn from this process how to light a candle from the existing light, meaning that if you want to light somebody else's candle, that's you have to keep wrap it in chesed.
Which means what? In that regard, how are you going to do? Where do you show your chesed when you kindle another light, another candle? No, it's Bahalotcha et Nero. That's the secret of Bahalotcha et Nero. That's exactly what it says in the Torah. It says, you want to kindle somebody else's light? Hey, hold on the light until it really catches and stands up. Don't put it and say, here is the light and take it back immediately. You haven't kindled it. You haven't given enough for it to get up and stand up. That's chasadim. That's chassadim.
So in order to be our champing, to be like our
champing. Learn Adam not to use the names lightly. You are using them and you misplace them.
No, but there is a meaning to
you don't have no idea what Arichampin is. I don't have no idea what Arichampin is. Okay, then I'm not familiar with the literal meaning of Hebrew. If I want to say literal meaning of Arichampin, I say it has tremendous amount of patience. Okay, so don't give me Arichampin. Maybe you have an idea, but that's only an idea. It's not the true thing. It's an idea. By the time it comes to the truth, is a lifetime. Now, בחינת דלת בלבד נחשבת לכלי קבלה משום שהיא בחינת אפשר וכמה כבין. This already we discussed, and I would like you to go right to פרק ה'. Page Samech Vav. So we go forward a little bit. Bezrat Hashem. Trust me, if you become patient and we go through the first book, I promise you one thing. If truly you study this book, after the first book, you tend to speak, to talk less. You're going to learn really not because you will be overwhelmed with enough knowledge to overwhelm you to be quiet, number one. Because you recognize, oh my God, what am I going to say? Do you honestly know that because I give lectures, I honestly believe that there is a tremendous amount of payment for me to pay? And I know that. It is. Because I am, and I make mistakes. Don't you think I don't make mistakes? I do. Yeah, as soon as I realize I got my best way to correct, but I can say one wrong word and put one Talmid totally in a wrong direction. You know what kind of a responsibility that is? Just one word. That's true. You can trigger the wrong energy, and whom are you playing with? That is very true. That's why it's important, the relation between teacher and student. And the Pirkei Avot, all the Chachamim, they explain that relation. And they bring a relation like Yeshua and Moshe. That is a relation between a student and a teacher that works. That works. That's why it says, Kach lecha rav, v'kaneh lecha chaver. It's extremely of importance to understand those wisdom. What it says that kach l'charav, you need, no matter how what stage and what level of education you are, no matter how level you are, still you need a rav, still you need a teacher. It won't go to the last breath. It says, okay, excuse me, would you please tell me who was this teacher of Abraham? Terah? Who was his teacher? He didn't have rav. He says his kelayot, his kidneys, became his rav. Listen to that. Amen. And that's why he took it upon himself to teach people that there is one God. Literally. He gave food for free. He opened his house. He did all these things only to teach to the whole world, look, listen, there is one God. Okay, whatever after that is only Baba cream the cream. It's no problem. But remember, there is only one God. That you are not the boss. There is a boss upon you. You are an owner, but you are not the boss. Remember that. That by itself subdues you. You put you in the proper place. For you, when you recognize that you're not the boss. So don't act like a boss. Act like an owner. That's why he says you are the amon. You are the trustee. You are the holder. You are a tzaddik. Be a tzaddik because you are a trustee. What are you? You're occupying my place. Because you say Aye Makomo, you say Makomo Male Kol Haaretz Kavodo. What is Kavodo? Male. Everywhere is his Kavod. So you are sitting in his Kavod. You are occupying his space. Okay, now you want. I wanted to respect more, say you call your owner. You are a really leaseholder. That's very true. And he expects you, gives, he tells you, are you with responsible owner or you're not responsible owner? You rent your apartment to somebody and you see this person is not a good renter, destroying your house. What, are you going to keep him? You're not going to keep him. You're going to get rid of him. Yeah, always
I would like to disagree with one thing. I think it's good for the students to talk and ask questions regardless of where Tuesday, Friday, every morning. Because I see that one thing I've learned, when the students talk and they express what they know and they ask the questions, by just asking and talking, while they're talking, they learn about it. You might not even give them the answer. The fact that they're expressing and they're saying it, just by expressing themselves.
Absolutely, I agree with you. But, there is a but, I'll tell you.
I know what the but.
First, the student got to be a student, act like a student.
I agree.
You cannot become a student while you are not a student. A student is the one that is really, like yourself, sits down, studies, depths into it, not one angle, two angle, three angle. All of you are students. So you have the right to ask a question. But somebody comes and just asks a question that's not related to the matter. He's not a student. He acts like one, but he's not. And honestly, after 40 years, what 40 years? 50 years? The question immediately gives you up. What level you are, which is okay for teacher, doesn't make any difference. Teacher has to come up and down to whatever level the student wants to be. That's fine. That's absolutely beautiful. But there are some questions are not constructive. They are not even to the benefit of the students. Those questions should be answered, but in a different way. As each question has its place too. But let's go here. We are starting a beautiful section. But trust me, all your questions are as good as gold. Hefresh ben tzimtzum lebein masach. I'm not reading the headings. We say the first heading is, what is the difference between tzimtzum and a masach? Is this the same thing? To understand the concepts of Tzimtzum, what happened? God made the Tzimtzum, so he created the Olam called Olam Tzimtzum. Now what is this Olam Tzimtzum? Because as soon as he made the Tzimtzum, this, whatever was created, was the result of this Tzimtzum. And where is Masach? Is this Masach was in Ein Sof? Or is a new entity? Huh? Yeah, but where this masach came from?
I don't know what you said. What did you say?
We haven't even started to read it.
Yeah, I'm asking questions, though. That's it. I'm asking questions.
Masach is a result.
In order to make this vessel ready in your head. So, what's the importance for me to know if there is a difference between masach and tzimtzum? Why are you making it an issue?
Different Bechinot, different, and different
Parsukim,
different is the Masach.
Bravo.
I agree with
him. The Masach is only gets revealed in the Kav, not in the Igur. I won't find Masach in Igur, but I only find Masach in the Kav. That's number one.
But the word using is revealed. In other words, it was there, just being revealed.
Everything was there.
Everything was there.
Everything was there. So the question you asked before, was the Masach in the Ein Sof? Of course it was.
Yeah.
Okay, let's find out.
Okay. Now go back to me.
Right. Says, okay, it's, you know, we have some Jews that they take five steps in one step. That's a possibility always, no problem. But here, אחרי שכבר ידעת היטב, after you already know carefully, את הדלת המדרגות שברצון לקבל, and four phases of רצון לקבל, זו למטה מזו, one follows the other, בשיעורם המדויק, it adds each to its own size and portion. נבאר אתה, we clarify presently, את הדבר הצמצום והמסך. Let's define what Tzimtzum is, what is Masach, what is fresh between them, and what's the difference between them. Vehine, Hatzimtzum kvar nitbaer hetev bechelek aleph. We already discussed in the first portion what Tzimtzum is. Gam beor pinimi kan, ve'en lachpil adevarim. It's not to go back on the Tzimtzum, is when the light, בצורה שווה, it restricted itself, withdraw itself from the center. ועיקר מה שצריך לענייננו, and what it is most important as far as our subject is concerned, who is עניין ההשוואה שהייתה שם. Is in this צמצום, there is a concept called השוואה. Why? Because it says, מכל הזדדים, from all sides, in an equal way, withdraw the light. So he brought an aspect of hashva'a, equilibrium, equal. There is, in mathematics, there is when you say two lines and it's equal. When you put three lines, what it means? Is any one of you familiar with this?
Three lines?
Yeah. It's a right. It's a hashva. This is if I say numerical value of shalom is not isav, but shalom has 376. Isav has 376. There is a hashva between them. But shalom is not isav. Certainly, they are even opposite. But there is hashva between them. Okay. Now, we're going to understand this concept was created, what? The result of Olam Tzimtzum. And he withdrew Bahashva'a from all Zdadim. And what was his purpose that he did this? So, here it comes, it says, Hashva'a Shahaita Sham, as we discussed, Al Yedei Sham Heitev. And go and really pay, read this section if you wanted to remind yourself. Dalet habichinot kiblu betzimtzum. Four phases after the tzimtzum, inyan sibav mesuvav, is a cause and effect. Cause and effect. It brought now a situation of there to be a cause and effect, and brought the concept of four phases. נתבהר שם, לפי שאור האינסוף שווה בהשוואה גמורה, הוכרח גם כן שיצמצם עצמו בהשוואה אחד מכל הבחינות. What it want to say? That, did you exist in אינסוף? Did I exist in אינסוף? Yes, of course. Is there was any difference between you and me? No. You were your individual, I was injured, and we were both absolutely shave. Ashva echad. How is that possible that you be individual, we I individual, and we be ashva? That's ensof. I don't have no idea. That's ensof. Now, mikol habichinot kolma shekol dalet habichinot shenitztamtzemu hem shave bema'ala echad. What he wants to say? What is hashva echad? How many phases between a ketze to ketze. Malchut of keter is ratzon lashbia. End of this kav is ratzon lekabel. Between ratzon lekabel to ratzon lashbia is how many steps?
Four.
Four steps. All four steps are equal. Now what that means? How can it be equal?
Equal in what?
One is a Bichinat Aleph, one is Bichinat Bet, Gimel, and Dalet. At En Sof, all of them, they were equal. Now it withdraw from all of them. Didn't only withdraw from the Bichinat Dalet, it withdraw Bichinat Gimel too. What withdraw Bichinat Gimel? What is in Bichinat Gimel now? There is one thing. What is in the Bichinat Gimel?
What is left in Bichinat
Gimel? What is left in Bichinat Bet and Aleph?
As far as the light?
You tell me. You when he withdraw the light, and Zof, withdraw.
Right.
Didn't he said from all the studying? That means he went from Bichinat Dalet, Gimel, Bet, and Aleph. He went, shht. And what it remained? Lashpia, Ratzon Lashpia. Remain. The four phases, empty. The only difference that Bichinat Aleph has a Ratzon Lekabel.
Very little.
Bichinat Bet, more Aviut. What is Aviut? Chisaron. Bichinat Gimel, more Aviut. Bichinat Aleph, the highest level of Aviut. So let's read here. Bli hefchen zuchut v'aviut. Before that, everything didn't have no hefchen, no zuchut, no aviut. Va'osim ledalet madregot zo shafla mizu ad bichinat dalet. And we know that the more goes down is yoter shafel. What is yoter shafel? It's not as zach as it is. It's yoter av. והאהבה מכולם והשפלה מכולם אלא שהן השוואה אחת. That is true, the aviut of בחינת ד' it's much more than בחינת ג' and בחינת ג' בחינת ב' and בחינת ב' בחינת א', but still the light withdraw equally.
They are
בהשוואה אחת. The Hashvah, it's not simple equality. Bahashvah echad. That means it's very simple, revealed. Bichinat Dalet, Aviyut of Bichinat Dalet, in Bichinat Dalet. Equally, he revealed Bichinat Aviyut of Bichinat Gimel in Gimel. Equally, that's Hashvah. He withdraw Bichinat of Bet from Bet and Aleph from Aleph.
Okay.
That's Bahashvah. He took Bahashvah out. And that's why he allowed the Aviyut of Bichinat Dalet to be revealed, Aviyut of Bichinat Gimel, Bet, Aleph to be revealed. And the Shoresh, which is zero, is totally Ratzon Lashpia, which is the Malchut of Keter. וכל מה שנתעוצף בצמצום להבחין בה יותר מבחינת האינסוף, and whatever added, that whatever was not in אינסוף, הוא רק עניין דלת הבחינות בבחינת מה שהן מסובבות ומשתלשלות זו מזו. The only thing that brought about that here, it's one is caused the others, that means בחינת א' causes בחינת ב', בחינת ב' causes בחינת ג', בחינת ג', בחינת ד'. There is no zechut. I can go right now, go to Hashem and say, "Bezechut Abraham, Isaac, Yaakov, help me." Why? Because I have a Yerusha. I have a zechut. I have zechut avot. But in this regard, there is no zechut, no nothing, no prior. I can't count on anybody. I'm no zechut here where we is discussing. There's no zechut. There's no zechut. Later on, the zechut is going
to
come into action. Right now, there is no zechut.
No, everything is planned and
it's
going according.
Exactly. It's no zechut. It is what it is, and it's done. The drawing is done in perfection by millimeter, even better than that. Okay. Now. Let's go to the next one. Wow, we're doing good, Baruch Hashem. Siba u'mesuvav shebedalet b'chinot lo ayu b'ensof. This cause and effect was not in ensof. V'ainyan siba u'mesuvav zo shemechelek otan al kol panim l'arba b'chinot lo haya negala b'ensof. This was not revealed in ensof. Baruch kodem ha-tzimtzum, prior to the tzimtzum, kisham, afilu b'chinat kalalod. Kalalot hakli eina nikaret. Even the aspect of the vessel was not recognized in ensof, ela kulo or, and everything was in ensof or. Kamo shekatuv bechelek aleph, ela achare shenistalek or ensof, after or ensof withdraw, miotan habechinot, from those four phases, az hukhrechu habechina alelu venegalo heker. And then it came recognition that these four phases exist. After the light, tzimtzem and withdraw itself. Bebichinat, ma shehaya behen mikodem ha-tzimtzum. Vedalet ha-bichinot bepnei atzmam, nisharu rekanit me'or. And these four phases, they stayed with no light. Because the light withdraw. Ki achara ha-tzimtzum negala she'ein ha-bichinot halelu. Davar echad im ora ensof baruchu, kemo shehaya nir'a miterem ha-tzimtzum. But prior to the tzimtzum, you didn't differentiate between them. After the tzimtzum, you were able to differentiate what's bichinat aleph, what's bichinat bet, gimel, dalet. Vezehu kedugma haner hakolel be'avuka she'eina nikar v'keshehifrishu oto mi'avuka az hu nikar lekol v'heven etev. Now, what is saying about this candle? It says, "Vezeu kedugma haner hakolel avuka." What is the ner with the avuka?
Avuka is it what holds the light. It's like
the wax.
No. A torch. Torch. It's like a torch. Avuka is something that holds the light.
It's the outside. It's like if you put a candle in.
This is avuka.
Holder.
Yeah. Candle holder?
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah, it's not a holder exactly, but it holds it, yeah. You cannot say if you have it like a light that you attach to the wall, you know, it's not avuka. Okay? It holds the light, but this is not avuka. So avuka is something like a torch.
And it says that שמעלה החשיבות זה לזה דהיינו בחינת אב שאפלי ואם גדרות where are we? Where we were avuka?
Okay.
וזהו שכדוגמה נר הכולל באבוקה שאינו ניכר, that means you don't see the candle, כשהפרישו אותו מאבוקה, אז הוא ניכר לכל. It's a, when you take it from his holder, you reveal it, then you show that the candle. But do you understand the idea?
Yeah,
don't even get yourself all heated up.
Avuka is the totality of the torch. Everything.
Yeah.
Everything. So what he's talking about is huge light versus a small light.
Rakadov ner kalul ba'avuka.
Exactly. The ner, which is a smaller light.
The yana shtam faresh. Okay. It's the same one.
Okay,
the
no problem. No problem. There is a big fire,
exactly.
And everybody wants to go to his room. They come and take a candle, and they take
exactly.
A light, and they reveal the candle.
Exactly.
From the got the idea? Very good. Now let's continue. Next one. Velechora yesh lakshot. Acharei sheikar atzimtzum la haya ela bechina dalet. הרי נגלה שאין הבחינת ההיא ראויה לקבל האור, אמנם ג' הבחינות הראשונות שלא היה עליהן הצמצום, נגלה שהמה ראויים לקבל האור. על כן הרי יצא לנו מזה הבחן של מעלה וחשיבות זו על זו, דהיינו שבחינה דלת שפלה היא מג' הבחינות הראשונות. Now we have four phases.
Okay.
Aleph, Bet, Gimel, Dalet. What is the Tzimtzum on? On Bechinat Dalet. Is there any Tzimtzum on Bechinat Gimel, Bet, Aleph?
No.
So why Hashem withdraw from Gimel, at Bet, and Aleph too? Because to make it all Shaveh. All Shaveh. Not to put Hevdel between this and this and this. He says, if I go out from the fourth aspect, I'm going to go from Gimel and Bet and Aleph too. And this way, he revealed the fourth level. Now, Nunhei.
But then if he had not done that, then you wouldn't have a linearly varying degree.
You wouldn't recognize, you wouldn't never had a chance to receive a Hara. All the time you have to deal with Or Chokhmah. Can you all the time live with Din? Can you all the time really be Din? That means to do perfectly at all time? You can. So he gave you a chance to go drop by drop. Right. It caused a process. If it won't go drop by drop, you wouldn't be handled the whole Chokhmah of the Ensof. You can. So he says, okay, I'm going to construct a system that's going to be drop by drop. That's the wisdom that Israelis used to feed the trees water. They give drop by drop. They don't pour a whole water. No, they put a tzinor and they give water drop by drop, but continuously. And this way they are more successful and they are utilizing the water.
So now, אנחנו בינתיים רק בצמצום, עוד לא נגענו
במסך. רק בצמצום. The צמצום define Shivui Tzura, Hashva'a, on the fourth level, and withdraw from the fourth level. And we know that there is a Tzimtzum only on Bechina Dalet. That means only on a Ratzon Lekabel. That means only on a Aviyut of Bechina Dalet. There is no Tzimtzum on Aviyut of Bechina Gimel.
And we know that Tzimtzum is to reveal the light.
Tzimtzum is for the light to withdraw in order to reveal the Arba Bechinot. To reveal the Arba Bechinot. Those are good questions. What was the purpose? To reveal Arba Bechinot Behashva'a Echad. It's very important. Behashva'a Echad. This is what Tzimtzum did. Now there is four phases. Now there is definition of Yud. Now there is Siba veMesuvav. Let's go to Nun Hey. Hatzimtzum lo haya michachmat pechitut bichina dalet, ela michachmat kishut bilvad. What is kishut?
Decoration.
Decoration of what? What he's talking about?
Yeah, decoration.
Okay, what he wants to say. He says it was not mechachmat pachitot. Pachitot, what is pachitot? It wasn't because there was a lack of ratzon lekabel. Not because of that, but because to kind of dress it up. What do you mean dressing it up? What do you mean designing it? Come on. Tell me, if this life was not attractive to you, would you stick around?
Do we have a choice?
No. But you want to stick around, don't you? Why? Because it's attractive to you. It's attractive to you.
Isn't that the same thing as Ratzon
LeKabel? Yeah, I can have a Ratzon LeKabel and convert. I can have a Ratzon LeKabel and Almanat Lashbeah and it's still attractive to me.
That's the second.
Let's read it here. Omnam Ha'inyan Hu. However, the subject is as follows: כי הצמצום של האור מבחינה דלת לא היה מחכמת הפחיתות שבה, חס ושלום. It's that צמצום was when Malchut asked, not because she had missing something. He said everything this Malchut wanted was there. It was not out of lack. פחיתות is a lack, when you have a lack. You say, if you have a lack, what do you want me? I have a lack. What do you want me to act? If I need water, or I'm hungry, yes, you tell me don't eat this meat or don't eat that meat. I mean, if I am hungry and there is nothing, I take a mouth and eat. Yeah. It's anything. Because I have a lack. So the tzimtzum wasn't because of this reason. Ke'adayin oskim b'malchut de'ensof baruch hu. We are dealing with Malchut of Ein Sof. Malchut of Ein Sof did not do anything because it lacked anything. Sheshama haita b'chinat or Ein Sof, Paladin Ein Sof, we discussed. Ve'ech efshar afilu laharher she'atzimtzum haya mechachmat pechitut b'chinat dalet. So therefore, the idea of thinking that this tzimtzum happened because of the lack is absolutely obsolete. It's no good. It's not correct. Laharel, that means to sit down and say, oh, maybe it was because of this. To have any
say
doubt.
Lightly.
Yeah. Very nice. She'atzimtzum haya mitam kishut ba'alma. This was a perfect design from above. It was a certain decoration. Says but that's interesting. He is himself the master of decoration. He's saying it's the architect really designed it. That's a design of architect. She chashka hamalchut hazot. Chashka, the aspect of cheshek. Now, cheshek stands as cholem sheruk v'kametz. We will understand, we discussed this cheshek. This unbelievable, he says, is the aspect of cheshek. Where this cheshek came from? When you have an affinity to do something, that's called cheshek. So, lebichinat devikut. It's the cheshek of devikut. It's a cheshek of to be united. Cheshek of to be binded more. More than anything. The Rav Ashlag explains, the reason that I want a fantastic car, the reason that I want the best home, big home, the reason I want to have money, anything I want to do all this is because I want to have divikut with the shoresh, with Hashem. But I don't know how to express it. I express that if I have a bigger car, I'm more connected to God. If I have a big house, therefore I'm more connected to God. If I'm very important, that means I must be more connected to God. I see it that way. Huh?
That's the wrong way of binding.
Of course. Of course. But we are satisfying some hishtokekut, some desire that is some cheshek. It's not desire of lack. It's a cheshek of to be binded with it more.
Urge.
Urge is already the animal part. It's coming down. Cheshek. Cheshek is not urge. It's to have affinity, to have
yearning.
It's yearning. That's the word. Now, later when we learn what is the cholem, what is sheruk, what is chametz, we understand these three points. They are points. They are wavels. Then we understand where this cheshek is made of. It's unbelievable. Now, we are known here. Cheshek ha-malchut hazod lebichina ha-devikut בעילויה האפשרי ביותר, להידבק כולה בעם האציל, שהוא עניין השוואת הצורה ביותר אל המאציל. That is, I want to really, what bottom line? What's the heart of darkness really explained, the story of heart of darkness? That he wanted to be God. השוואת צורה, to be God. What was the problem of Nachash? He says, hey, God doesn't want you to be like God, to understand as much as a God. So here it is, go and eat this, and you become like God. And why he did it? He wanted to become like God. Hashvaat Tzura. ועל כן לא נפלה מעלתה של הבחינה דלת גם לאחרי הצמצום. And this בחינה דלת, what it was, שמו in and so, and right now, Bichina Dalet is no difference than a Shmo. It's for desire of a divikut. The desire is not to araf the chisaron. The bichna dalet that we are talking right now. The bichna dalet that was created after the tzimtzum. That bichna dalet wasn't a view of dalet of chisaron. Not at all. It was dalet bichinot, the ratzon lekabel divikut yoter. Divikut yoter. It's right now.
Right? The divikut, what we said, what you just said, he connected with the kishut.
Explain it more.
The desire.
How? How do you say?
אלא שהצמצום היה מטעם קישוט בעלמה, שחשקה המלכות הזאת לבחינת דביקות. What does it mean?
But she designed, presented herself. Not for sake of, because she liked the light of himself. She had the cheshek, expression of, now listen, I come to you, I say, Sassy, you got a dollar? Give me a dollar, please. But I come to you, and I say, I'd love to have a dollar from you. I want to keep it, just the memory, assign something from you to have. Would you please give me a dollar? And which one you will feel more to give me? Because of the kishut that I did in my presentation.
Okay.
I made it beautiful to you. I said, I love you. I want to have a memory from you. I want to be something to bind me with you more. And the other one, what it was, I said, hey, give me a dollar. Lend me a dollar. I'm talking dollar, but you understand what I mean. That's how he designed it. She didn't go to Ensof and says, hey, give me more light. Or, I want to be closer to you. She designed it, gave a good reason. Well, otherwise, why should or Ensof to contemplate? So what are you missing? You are who you are, and be you are. Be happy. Everything was Shivutsurai and so. She presented, she put this cheshek into it, this hitlavut, this desire of more divikut, made it more beautiful. He says, well, come on, you're going to feel good if I say I want something from you to remember you more all the time, so I can all the time carry you with me. A picture. What do you do with a picture? In your wallet.
And divikut.
No, it want yoter.
But still wanted more.
Yoter. So what was yoter? What was the tzimtzum? Tzimtzum was on ratzon lekabel. Nothing else. So he didn't, the light came to say, okay, I want to be expanded to get more of Or Ein Sof. She had all the Or Ein Sof. She said, no, I want more divikut with the Or Ein Sof. I want more similarity, more shivut surah. You have a ratzon la'ishpia. I want to act as a ratzon la'ishpia too.
That's why Abraham was rich. That was the reason.
I don't know.
That's true. You said that also on Tuesday.
Can you say if you have these steps to get to the final step, and if you keep your eye on the goal, then that's what happens. First step was taken with an eye on the
goal. We came to our discussions of learning. We said it all depends how you present your life, how you make your life, what you put in your life, how you really set it up. The setup was not based on lack. The setup was designed on cheshek. That means Malchut of Ein Sof knew what is going to be the Probably, yes.
Yeah, but the question is here.
Is there was a Ratzon Lekabel in Ein Sof? Of course.
Beginning of the lesson, we talked about Chokhmah and Chesed and the spark of the Chokhmah coming in. How does that relate to it? I mean, how do we connect those?
Connect.
The Cheshek will expand on the Chokhmah.
Now, here it is. This is, we are talking still, Malchut of Ein Sof, the Rav said. It's going to continue, until it's going to become the Olam Bria. Until Malchut of Atzilut, everything is as based as we are studying, exactly right now. It's all Rohaniut. There is no changes. But when it comes the Nefilah, when comes the Bria, Yetzirah, Asiyah, then the concept of desire to receive for oneself alone will come into picture. The ego comes into picture. Right now, there is no such a thing as desire to receive for oneself alone. It's not. There is only desire to devikut. As per what? Cheshek only. It's not lack. It's aspect of cheshek. It's a big difference to lack something and leit chashek to something. It's a humongous difference. I don't do it because I need to do it. I do it because I love to do it. Shabbat shalom.